We're getting a tiny bit evangelical this week on Culturefile with our food blogger Caroline Hennessy. Tomorrow, Caroline will be reporting on a fishy foodie trend that took off in Ireland last year. But today, we're dealing with the loaves part of the equation. Joe Fitzmaurice, from the family behind Blazing Salads in Dublin, runs the Clock Jordan wood-fired bakery in North Tipperary, producing his sourdough and long fermentation loaves from a unique wood-fired oven. He told Caroline about the importance of bread, the elemental nature of what he does, and on striving for the perfect loaf.
Why is bread important? Why has bread got such a concrete importance in so many different cultures around the world?
Well, I would think that because it's made from, like, primarily the ingredients are just so basic, where you're taking your grain and you have water. And you have salt, and you combine the three of those together, and you can make massive and vast arrays of different types of bread. And when you start eating your whole grains, which is the carbohydrates we need for our energies, and that's where they are in a concentrated form as a whole grain, and you can get so much from it that when we eat that, there's like we are getting our nutrition for our body. So it's like the idea of a sliced pan. That's not universal are going back years, but like a proper whole grain loaf of bread would be found throughout the world. And it's just a way of consuming grains when if you look at like grains, like the body that we have, we're not able to assimilate them in a raw form per se, so we're having to cook them over a very long and slow process, and through the fermentation it helps break down certain parts within the grain, and it makes it easier for the body to assimilate those nutrients into us. And then the baking process, it's like being a long, slow process again. Not just, it can't just be this short making something just stand up and look like a shape. But and that's again so we can get the nutrients out of these grains.
I suppose that one of the things that's important about your bakery here, Joe, is the fact that you do go back to basics because you've got a wood-fired oven here in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's designed by a man called Alan Scott. It's a retained heat masonry oven, and it's going back to a very basic way of baking and cooking. I light a fire in it the day before, and I use local timbers, and that fire then burns for around 8 hours, and it gets the masonry up to around 500 degrees, the first inch or so of the masonry. But I need that energy then to move right through the masonry. It's about 9 inches of that for it to come completely saturated. And then I use that stored energy to bake the next day, the following day. I use the same chamber as we lit the fire in. That's then mopped out and cleaned. And because of the heat during it, it burns itself completely clean inside, and there's no soot at all. And it's wonderful baking with these really raw elements, because of the kind of breads that we make here, using the sourdoughs, and so we're doing natural fermentation. I also like we go out and forage around the hedgerow, depending on what's around during the seasons. During the springtime, it was fantastic. There was loads of wonderful elderflower, so we were making lovely elderflower sourdoughs. Then the lavender started to come into bloom. We moved on to the lavender. And before the two of those, there was loads of wild garlic out, so we were making loads of wild garlic breads. And then these breads, they would only be around for 2 or 3 weeks. And it's difficult trying to explain this to the customers because they would only get used to them over the 2 or 3 weeks, and then it would disappear off the shelf or out of the market, and they come back nearly demanding where it is. And if you can find it existing anymore around, like I'll make the bread, but they'd be gone. The elderflowers only last for a couple of weeks, and that's a wonderful thing about them, you know. So it's trying to work on these really basic, fundamental, using natural elements and having their relationship to the weather, to the land. Using fire to heat it up, and trying to bake, you know, and baking like superb, nutritious loaves.
So striving for perfection is striving for that perfect loaf. And you're 15 years making bread now, Joe. When do you think you'll achieve the perfect loaf?
And as I was saying, it'll never be achieved, and I don't really want to. But it's because I still have an image in my head I think there's maybe 2 or 3 loaves of bread that I want to work on, and I've never tasted them, but I know what they are. I have this image, And every time you taste it off, and it's kind of, or I would have changed something. And I'll kind of go, aha, that's one step closer. As in the crumb might kind of, the effect of the crumb, and kind of go, okay, that was exactly it. But I still haven't worked out what blend of flowers it is. I have a clue, but I still haven't worked it out. So I'm still working, trying to work on that loaf as well. Maybe one day I'll get it.
Joe Fitzmaurice, and he'll be talking along with Declan Ryan of Cork's Arbutus Bakery and Josephine Plettenberg of Spelt Bakers in Kilkenny at the Real Bread event in Kilkenny on the 25th of January. More info at beerbjug.com. Fish on the menu tomorrow.